Okay, quick review. The three films opening up this weekend are...
We've got the animated Transformers 1, the thrillers Never Let Go and The Substance, and Remember... Just a bit outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers is playing at Renaissance Cinema for at least another week. So go check out any one of these great movies.
Okay, for the next 2 weeks, you won't be here. You're going to be in Hollywood checking out the studios next week. Then you're going on vacation with your family, and you're leaving me high and dry. We will record openings, so we'll know what the movie openings are for the week. We'll have that, and we'll see what we can come up with. But I wish you a safe trip out to California, the studios. Say hello to the movie moguls for me. And if you see like Tom Cruise out there, tell him I said hi or something like that. And also enjoy your trip with your family. You deserve it. You're a hard worker, my friend. Okay?
We'll do so. We'll talk movies when I get back. And otherwise, everyone else, go have fun at the cinema.
All right. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Talk to you later, Brett. All right, there. Oop, he hung up on me. There you go. It's 8 o'clock. It's news time at WRJN. Let's see what's going on this morning, all right?
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Politics takes a shocking turn in battleground North Carolina.
We are staying in this race. We are in it to win it.
Republican Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is refusing to drop his bid for governor after a report of highly controversial online posts. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Raleigh.
CNN reported about a series of sexual and racist comments that appeared to be made by Robinson on a pornography site. The post contained statements in which Robinson, a staunch conservative, allegedly called himself a black Nazi, expressed support for reinstating slavery, recounted secretly watching women shower when he was a teenager, and said he enjoyed watching transgender porn.
Former President Donald Trump is scheduled to campaign in North Carolina this weekend. Last night, he courted Jewish voters in remarks to the Israeli American Council in Washington.
Anybody who's Jewish and loves being Jewish and loves Israel is a fool if they vote for a Democrat.
If he's elected again, he says he'll pull federal support from colleges that back pro-Palestinian protests. A revelation from Kamala Harris during last night's live stream sit down with Oprah Winfrey in Michigan.
When you said you have guns, no, at the debate. At the debate,
I'm a gun owner. Tim Walz is a gun.
I did not know that.
If somebody breaks in my house, they're getting shot.
Meryl Streep and Jennifer Lopez, among celebrities who joined the event virtually. In the Middle East, the IDF says Hezbollah pounded northern Israel with 140 rockets a day after the group's leader vowed retaliation for mass pager and walkie-talkie explosions in Lebanon. In eastern Kentucky, Letcher County Dispatch reporting a shooting at the courthouse in Whitesburg. Police say the county sheriff aimed a gun at a U.S. district judge and killed him, State Trooper Matt Gayhart.
We know that it was an argument between the two that led up, but what exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired, still things that we're trying to get answers to.
The sheriff is charged with one count of first-degree murder. A U.S. Army private who fled to North Korea last year is expected to plead guilty today. Reporter Chris Fox has the details.
The court-martial hearing at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas. Private Travis King's lawyer says he will plead guilty to desertion and assaulting an officer, as well as three other military offenses. In July 2023, King ran across the heavily fortified border from South Korea and became the first American detained in North Korea in nearly 5 years.
S&P futures are down 16, Dow futures off 22. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The FBI and Mount Pleasant police are looking for help to identify suspects in a July 5th shooting that injured three people. A reward of up to $10,000 is being offered for information leading to an arrest. An 11-year-old girl in Racine is being praised for saving her seven siblings from a house fire Wednesday. The Racine Fire Department contained the fire and credited Trinity Cornice's actions for saving lives. Authorities suspect arson in a Kenosha incident where three trucks were found burning early yesterday. The fire started with one truck and spread to others. Environmental groups are urging Microsoft to increase its use of clean energy for its Mount Pleasant data centers. Although Microsoft plans to use some solar power, the group wants more substantial renewable energy commitments. Racine bus riders will soon see changes. The Common Council approved a new payment system for Ride Racine starting October 15th. Replace the 10-ride pass with a $16 weekly pass and reduce monthly pass costs by a dollar. And a public meeting in Kenosha next week aims to gather community input on a plan to eliminate serious crashes on county roads. A comprehensive safety action plan seeks to identify safety hotspots. It's funded by a federal grant. That meeting's next Thursday at the Kenosha County Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he doesn't know if he'll play Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of boxes. Obviously, I think getting back to practice and doing that and just, you know, feeling what it feels like to take those drops, being the live fire, things like that. But, you know, like I said, we're taking day by day. The trainer's doing a great job kind of monitoring me, seeing how I'm doing and how I'm reacting.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, 62. Sunshine and 79 for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers and storms, lows in the mid-60s. Showers and storms on Sunday, a high around 74. High near 70 on Monday with storms.
It's 67 right now.
I'm completely convinced there's aliens. My brothers say no, they're very scientific about it. I go, well, what if they're just smarter than us and that's why we don't know they're here? Like fish don't know we're up here, but we're certainly snagging them whenever the hell we feel like it. I go, I bet if we drain the ocean, we'd find like 20 trillion tiny posters of pictures of fish that just say, missing. Thank you. Wow, that one took you guys a while. Some people really weren't in sync on that. Because I bet every time we catch a fish, some other fish were just swimming around going, hey, wait a minute. Where'd Bill go? And you know when we throw Bill back, the other fish do not believe his story about where he was.
Upside, baby, everything is all right. Upside, clean up.
Uptight, everything's all right, out of sight. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, we missed it. Wednesday was National Cheeseburger Day. Did you know that? Yeah. And if you participated, did you actually consume any real cheese? Mashed.com put out a report on the fast food chains that do and do not use real cheese. You want to hear this? Are you ready? All right. The fast food places that do use real cheese most of the time in their menu items, Panera, Starbucks, Taco Bell, Chipotle, Wendy's, Chick-fil-A, and Jack in the Box. Now, the ones that do not use real cheese, McDonald's, Burger King, Sonic, Bojangles, that's a southern chain, I've eaten there before, Dairy Queen, and Tim Hortons. Something doesn't surprise me about the people that don't use real cheese. I could have told you that list. Sunshine today with a high near 83 degrees. Right now, it is gorgeous here at Radio Park. It's sunny and 70 degrees with local news and timeless hits at WRJN. In the line. Now a disc jockey, Tommy James. And you know what? I heard him on the radio. He sounds pretty darn good, Tommy James. Yeah, I love the way he sounds. It's 818 at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. And I want to thank you for joining us here on this sunny, beautiful day with a high near 83. Right now it's 70 and sunny at Radio Park. When I was talking to Brett Hoffman about baseball movies, we left one out. One that was actually filmed here in Milwaukee. Mr. 3000 with Bernie Mac. And my son, Adonis, was in that film. He is in the, I think what scene he's in, he's sitting behind Angela Bassett in the reporter's room. Angela Bassett plays the reporter, and of course, Bernie Mac plays for the Brewers. And right behind Angela Bassett, you can see my son there, just acting like himself, just acting like a reporter doing nothing. Didn't have a spoken line, he just happened to sit behind the star of the movie, and you get in the movie. It's 819 at WRJN. All right. Here are some ways to perk up your afternoon slump. Now, we all have them, right? You get in the afternoon, especially on a Friday, you get into a slump. All right. Drink some water. That always snaps me out of it. Drink water. Eat a snack. Go outside for a bit. And this one, you'll need to get permission from your boss. Take a nap.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Tell me maybe that someday we'll have you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day. Your heart, so if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me, and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day
Buddy Holly and the Crickets. That'll be the day. 826 WRJN local news and timeless hits. Hey, did you miss our text to win keyword this morning in the 7 o'clock hour? Cindy Huber's got another one at 11.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Dad and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Tell me that he's all mine. Learning from me.
Girls, Beach Boys. I mentioned this the other day. There's only one surfer in the entire group, the Beach Boys, Dennis Wilson. Nobody else knew how to surf. And that's something. I always thought with all those Surfing Safari and Surfing USA songs, they were all surfers. Their iconic album cover all had them standing by that surfboard. Must have belonged to Dennis because nobody else knew how to surf. Did you know this past Tuesday was Constitution Day? Yeah. September 17th was the day back in 1787 that the Constitution in America was signed. Now, researchers from the University of Pennsylvania did a poll, and they found out only 56% of Americans can identify the three branches of government. In case you forgot, executive, legislative, and judicial. That's just a little over half. Doesn't that give you confidence in our electorate, huh? It's 8:31 WRJN. Let's check news from Civic Media.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Cases of whooping cough are 10 times higher across Wisconsin right now than this time last year, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. More than 600 cases have been reported to officials. In all of last year, there were only about 50. Two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have had at least one person who got sick from the infection. Kids ages 11 to 18 account for about half of all cases. Minors should be up to date on their vaccines, especially young kids and babies. And adults should get an updated Tdap shot every 10 years. We know broadband access is an issue for many Wisconsinites, especially in rural areas. A new report gives the state a C- in broadband connectivity. The American Society of Civil Engineers put out report cards for each state. Their grade means Wisconsin is meeting most needs right now, but requires expansion to meet needs of the future. Wisconsin ranks 38th in the nation for broadband access. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The FBI is assisting with the Mount Pleasant shooting this summer. The feds and local police are looking for the public's assistance in identifying suspects involved in a July 5th shooting that injured three people. It happened during the early morning 4th of July celebrations near Caron Butler Drive and Clark Street. Multiple shots were fired into a crowd. A reward of up to $10,000 is being offered for information in that shooting. An 11-year-old girl in Racine is being hailed as a hero after saving her seven siblings from a house fire Wednesday. Trinity Cornish noticed smoke coming from an upstairs bedroom and quickly evacuated her brothers and sisters. They range in age from 14 years to 6 months old. The Racine Fire Department arrived within minutes of the call, and they credit Trinity's quick thinking for saving lives. Officials say the family did practice a fire safety plan. Arson could be the reason three trucks in Kenosha were burning. Early yesterday, fire crews were called in near 52nd Street and 31st Avenue for the report of a fire. It appears to have started with one truck burning, but it quickly spread to adjacent vehicles. An investigation continues with no suspects identified. And some groups that care about the environment are asking Microsoft to use more clean energy for its Mount Pleasant data centers. The environmental group sent a letter to the tech company yesterday. Microsoft has said that they would use some solar power, but the letter from the environmental group say they want Microsoft to use even more clean energy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 81. Clear tonight, 62. Sunshine and 79 for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers and storms, lows in the mid-60s. Showers and storms on Sunday, a high around 74. High near 70 on Monday with storms.
Currently, 69 degrees.
But if I ever do get married, I don't think I'm ever going to live with the person. I think that's right off the bat, no living. Because the best time of your relationship is when you had your own place. Wasn't that, that was the best time. And you had your own place and your own stuff where you wanted it. Was that? And you had your own separate lives. And you would still spend time together, right? You know, you'd go on dates, you'd go on trips. But then you go home. And you go, God, I love her. And I love my cable and my refrigerator and my couch and my life. But then they move in and they're just right in your face the entire time. Hi, hi, hi. Still love me!
sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave a young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine today, clear tonight, and a beautiful day tomorrow for Party on the Pavement, downtown Racine, from noon to 7 p.m. Be there.
I've been crying, cause I'm lonely
for you.
Smiles have all turned
to tears,
but tears won't wash away the fear that you never.
got high school football. Beautiful night for tonight, too. It's Elkhorn at Burlington. Dick Graceffa with the play-by-play pregame 6:30 right here at WRJN. Right now, here's Billy Joe Royal down in the boondocks.
Down in the boondocks.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Thank you for joining us here this morning. Got a few things here. Now, you probably do these too, Cindy.
Me?
We all do these things, but we never admit to doing them. So it's going to be honesty I need from you now. Practicing conversations in your head in advance.
No, I say it out loud in the car when I'm driving.
I do it all the time. I always practice my, I'm doing it right now. Being a hypocritical driver, like when someone else slows down because they're lost, you yell at them. But if you slow down because you're lost, you can't understand why people are yelling at you. That would be me.
That's uncomfortably true.
Yeah. How about winning arguments in your head long after the argument ended?
Right here.
Everybody guilty. Does that. We're still fighting the argument.
You better, but 10 years later.
Caring way too much about what other people think about you. I don't do that. I don't really care. I don't care either.
I was the most unpopular girl in sixth grade. I don't care anymore.
You were unpopular?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, when the least popular girl left, I was next in line to be the most unpopular.
Up. You moved up.
I was the target practice.
All right. And getting into debates and arguments when you really don't have much knowledge on the subject. I bluff people sometimes.
I just like to jump into arguments with you, Don. Just for target practice.
But I do bluff people sometimes. They say, well, that's not true because of this. And I cite something that doesn't exist. I just make it up.
Oh, you scum!
Some people I can bluff. Other people I can't. It's tough to bluff my son because he looks it up right away. He says, well, let me just see that. I'll Google it here.
Oops.
So it's tough to bluff him. You have to look to someone who's not holding a cell phone or someone who's stupid.
Yeah.
You can bluff them. It's 8:47. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 83. A beautiful day tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 81. Perfect for party on the pavement. Tomorrow from noon to 7. Downtown Racine should be a lot of fun. Do you know how party on the pavement started?
No.
Okay. They dug up downtown. This is back in the 90s. They dug up downtown to put in new roads, and it was just terrible. I mean, there was dirt, dust everywhere. People couldn't get to the stores. It was just awful. So they laid this beautiful new concrete street down. Beautiful. And the day was going to open for traffic. They closed it down, and we had a party on it.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, here you breathe this beautiful new road, and the first thing you do is shut the thing down to traffic. So we had a party on the pavement. WRJN broadcast from the first party on the pavement, and a lot of them too. And they kept it going. So every fall, we have party on the pavement. And this Saturday, tomorrow, is party on the pavement. It happened in October originally, but they moved it up to keep the weather a little...
Yeah, a little nicer.
We have pictures of me out there with, I think, David Mack and Tom Kramer in our tent. And we're all wearing winter coats because it was in October and it was freezing
as you
out.
Do, yeah.
But now it's going to be beautiful tomorrow. And it starts out, it runs the entire length of downtown. And then on the 6th Street, they have rides, you know, carnival rides. They have bands playing. They have 24 food trucks out there. And they have all the restaurants are open. Everything's open downtown. So it's party on the pavement. Beautiful day tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 81 for that. No winter coat needed. 848 WRJN, where it's 70 degrees and sunny right here at Radio Park.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. According to a recent survey, nearly half of all Americans think you can be too old to start saving for retirement. Now listen, my 47-year-old self does not like the idea that I could ever be too old for anything. And I know for sure that the only way anyone can age out of saving for retirement is to actually retire. I mean, yes, of course, you're going to have a bigger nest egg if you start saving young, but older savers have an advantage over the younger ones. People in their 40s and 50s typically make double what their 20-something colleagues make. And the math is clear. You are younger today than you will be at any point in your future. More than half of us are behind in our retirement savings. So don't wait another minute to start. I've got a video that can help you out. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. The Lanes on 20 to celebrate the 20th of September. It's the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Open bowling specials, unbeatable food and drink deals at Angry Brothers Pub, and the proper start to your weekend, the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, the fun rolls all the time at the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Always remember you have choices. Hospice Alliance can provide your loved one care in their home or the home of a family member in a senior community or skilled nursing home. Hospice Alliance also provides care in their Pleasant Prairie Hospice House. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
whiskey and old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
I'm going to end with this question this morning. It's kind of an odd question, but would you rather be single forever and die alone, or would you settle for someone, get married, and feel eh about that person?
Oh, my God.
What do you think people said?
I would say get married and go eh.
Nope.
No,
nope.
Really?
The majority of people overwhelmingly said I'd be single forever and die alone. 3 out of 4 people picked that option.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. That's terrible.
I wouldn't want to die.
Well, you
alone.
And I didn't settle, so we're
well,
in good
that's
shape.
True, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Cindy's up next. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you Monday morning once again. And you have a great, safe weekend. Don't forget Party on the Pavement tomorrow, downtown Racine from noon to 7 p.m. Be a lot of people there and a lot of fun and beautiful weather. Cindy has got the keyword, our text to win keyword, coming up 2 times today.
Betcha.
At 11 a.m. and again at 1 p.m. So be listening for that. And all next week, we'll do that again, too. Kurt Vollman coming up at 2 o'clock today. And don't forget, it's high school football tonight, Elkhorn at Burlington. Pre-game, 6:30 with Dick Graceffa right here on WRJN. Have a great weekend.